So what feels current on the post-secondary campus is this coming together of two different kinds of priorities. One is around equity, and it's the assurance to members of marginalized groups, including LGBTQ people, that the campus will be a place where we are welcome, we belong, we will not be discriminated against, we will not be harassed. That's what I think about as the equity piece. That is coming into contact with or bumping up against another priority around internationalization, which itself can be very broad. It can involve the recruitment of foreign students. It can involve study abroad programs, field work, satellite campuses, collaborations, all sorts of activities. Sometimes those activities engage LGBTQ people in places, in parts of the world where it is clearly illegal to be gay, to hold a non-normative gender identity. So these are the obvious examples of how internationalization can bump up against equity and not always be consistent or compatible.
Okay, let's talk just a little bit for now, and we'll come back to it, about your research work. You're looking at, can you basically give a broad description of what you're looking at right now?
So for the research, I'm talking to faculty, staff, and students based at post-secondary institutions in BC and Alberta who self-identify either as LGBT or ally. So I've included allies in this project. And we are talking about how they experience this coming together of internationalization and equity, specifically around and for LGBT people.
And is most of their experience taking place on campuses in Canada, in Alberta and BC, or is it taking place in the international arena? Are they traveling, or is it coming to them?
It really depends on particular jobs and particular, for some people, especially faculty members, for example, it would depend on their research interests. So different people have different job requirements that take them to different parts of the world. For some people, especially students, it might be that they are coming here from other parts of the world. So it could mean travel to here, not from here. So it is a mix.
Okay. Can you give some examples of the sorts of culture clashes that we're talking about? Do you have a couple of broad examples you can give of the sort of thing that someone in the LGBT community might experience when traveling abroad?
I've started to think about this in terms of moments, and these moments, well, they certainly can relate to traveling abroad. A kind of moment that several participants have talked to me about is border crossing. So when you're asked particular sorts of questions about who you are and your family arrangements, your living arrangements, those kinds of things, even at least one participant has mentioned seeing a sign, a big sign, crossing a border in a country into a country where it's illegal to be gay, and realizing that she was going into a space where she had to be particularly careful or careful in a particular way. So those kinds of moments involved in travel. Other moments might pop up in the classroom where people with different identities, different backgrounds, different values come into contact with one another, and differences arise.
And are you aware of any sort of information that's shared with the campus LGBT communities across Alberta and BC that gives some background information on how best to navigate the challenges? Is there anything in place for the international student who comes in to help them understand the society that they're coming into?
There are definitely, for international students, there are definitely services and programs in place. Whether or not those services and programs cover something like LGBT identity and the experience of coming out is really going to depend on each institution, and it might even depend on who you're speaking to within a particular office. So these kinds of informal networks that develop even within institutions can make a big difference. But institutionally, I haven't found any sort of across the board documentation or policy or anything like that.
Okay, and so let's go back to a little bit about your research. You're talking to people, you still have a few more you'd like to talk to, and can you just talk a little bit about that?
So this is a very preliminary study. I won't be talking to a huge number of people, under 40, I would say, for this study, but I am hoping to, I think about this as a preliminary study, and I'm hoping to grow it. Which means that I'm trying to pay close attention to the kinds of issues and experiences that people bring up in their conversations with me. This whole idea, for example, of moments is a theme that's sort of emerged from the interview data so far. It's not something that I started off looking for. So I'll be, as I move into analysis from the interviews, and I am still conducting interviews, as I move into analysis, I'll start to identify with a little bit more clarity some of the themes that I'll hope to follow up on in a larger scale project.
And if somebody wants to talk to you about your research and about the work in this project, how can they get in touch with you?
The best way is by email, and that's kjubas@ucalgary.ca.
kjubas@ucalgary.ca.
That's right.